It's 67 degrees in Nashville. There's going to be a high close to 90 degrees. Good morning. I'm Justin Barney, the latest from WPLN News. This is the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A 49-year-old Tennessee man has died in ICE custody in Louisiana. Alejandro Cabrera Clemente was a Mexican national who had spent more than half of his life in the United States. According to a release from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Cabrera was found unresponsive in his cell on Saturday. The agency says that staff started life-saving measures and that he was transported to a hospital for advanced medical treatment. Those efforts were unsuccessful. Cabrera was declared dead just before 9 a.m. No further details about his cause of death have been made available. Cabrera was arrested by ICE in Chattanooga in January. He had spent the past 3 months in the Wynn Correctional Center in Louisiana pending his removal. The Tennessee Immigration and Refugee Rights Coalition denounced the in-custody death, saying the Trump administration doesn't care about the harm that they are causing in pursuing a, quote, agenda of cruelty. More than a dozen people have died in ICE custody this year. According to a report from NPR, an increase in the number of people being sent to the detention centers combined with less oversight are making this year the deadliest in more than two decades for immigration detainees. In its release, ICE states that it's committed to providing a safe environment and that detainees are not denied emergency care. Tennessee could get $1 billion in federal funding for rural health programming. That's from a Trump administration program that makes states compete for money over the next 5 years. Tennessee plans to spend the money on programs like creating rural health residency programs for medical graduates and improving hospital IT systems. But if the federal government decides that grant programs aren't meeting the expectations, it can cut the funding. It's unclear what would fill that gap. J.C. Worrell is the CEO of the Tennessee Rural Health Association. She told our Daily Show, This Is Nashville, that she's optimistic that the state won't cut for performance, but...
That said, we are dealing with federal dollars. We will have administration changes. And as a nonprofit myself that relies on grant funding, it can be scary times whenever there's a government shutdown and you don't know if your program's going to get funded or if your program is reliant on appropriated funds that can come or go. So it's a very real concern. It's something that makes it hard to recruit the right staff and partners. It makes it hard to sign a contract that may commit you for multiple years.
This was part of the Healthcare Hollow series, which looks at the solution to Tennessee's rural hospital closure crisis. The series is made